What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Truck Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. I'm gonna get ahead of this. I look different today. I'm not wearing makeup, which it doesn't matter if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, but if we do post clips and you see and you're like, she looks sleepy or hungover, neither are true. I actually have a chemical burn on my face from a moisturizer that I used. I won't tell you the brand. It's probably not the brand's fault. It's probably me mixing shit. So, anyways,
I don't think you look tired or hungover.
thank you. I
I
feel
think you just look like yourself without makeup.
okay. Good. Thank you. I'm like trying to cover my face. I literally had like my hat on, my hood up, my glasses on earlier. And then I was like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm like, I can't do all that. So now I just have my hat on and my hood up.
Glasses came off.
The glasses came off because it's really affecting my eyes because like it's really like dry around my eyes and they're kind of puffy right now. So I like felt like I really couldn't see earlier, but I can
What?
see. I'm just being dramatic. I can see. Anyways,
Well, let's
doesn't
go.
matter. Podcast form, but oftentimes there are clips that come out. So just getting ahead of it.
Well, let's jump into recent news. And the one news that I just want to get your opinion of, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is gonna kill Hannah. Like, if Hannah wasn't a Ferrari fan before, she is obviously now. But Lewis Hamilton, actually, you just say it. You tell it.
Well, I'm confused. I'm confused because okay, so today we're recording on Sunday. Lululemon, who if you guys don't know, I worked for Lululemon for almost 3 years. I love that company. The only reason I left is because I had to come to school in the States. And I couldn't transfer cross border. I still support the company wholeheartedly. And this is like new Lululemon, just so you know, not controversial Lululemon. That CEO is gone. The culture in the company is much different. This is like a brand new company. It's a lot of fun to work for. And they posted a teaser that I'm confused about. They posted this graphic with 44, the number 44 in the Lululemon logo. And then they did the logo upside down. So it looked like wings and it was like the Still We Rise thing. Like Lewis fucking Hamilton in collaboration with Lululemon is wild to me. And not just because I wouldn't think of that as a collab, but also because I thought that Puma had exclusivity rights over both Ferrari drivers in the athletic apparel realm. I'm fairly certain that that was true, and maybe this is part of like Lewis's like contract last year and how they literally did anything to get him to sign. So maybe he was like, I want to be able to do my own brand deals with clothing companies. Second, Zhou Guanyu actually had a Lululemon partnership and is a Lululemon ambassador for motorsport. I don't know if that partnership has ended since he left Formula One or if it still continues. I
Well,
suppose it makes sense.
he's a reserve driver, Ferrari reserve driver.
Right, but I didn't know if it was just because
Oh, okay, I get it.
walking into the paddock, that's when clothing companies are getting their exposure, right? And he was always wearing these cool Lulu fits. So I didn't know if that ended then or if he is still continuing with it. But I mean, I guess it makes sense because, you know, reserve driver, he's a Ferrari development driver. Like it's within the realm. So I guess they're staying within the same team. I think more it's the Puma exclusivity thing that is weird to me. And I'm
Yeah.
assuming it's just the contract thing that Lewis had them remove.
I was wondering the same thing too, because I'm like, listen, I love this collab. Like, this is whatever it comes out, I'm going to be obsessed with. I'm thinking it might be more like part of his personal brand, like Mission 44. Not Mission 44, but like 44 Plus, that was called 44.
I thought it was Mission 44.
Mission 44, I think, is, I don't want to get it wrong. Hang on. Mission 44 is a charity. And then, is it 44 plus? Oh, it's plus 44. My bad. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So plus 44 is Lewis Hamilton's like clothing brand. So it could be a collab there.
Okay.
But also, yeah, I don't know. That's so strange to me that for so long, Puma's just had this like hold over Ferrari. That I don't like, I'm shocked, but I'm whatever drops, like we need it all. You need it all.
Well, and I don't think that Charles Leclerc could ever sign this deal. Like, I think this is like they wanted to do anything they could last year to get Lewis as part of Ferrari, and he made amendments to the Ferrari driver contract. This seems like one of those amendments. I reached out to my former team. They are unaware, and I'm genuinely unaware. Like, I don't think that parent, the only information they've got so far was that post and some Reddit posts. They have no information.
Okay.
So this, that's not like totally surprising for Lululemon, because when we've had collabs in the past, like Mad Happy and Disney, they were very hush hush. So that's not totally surprising. But I wish I had like insider information, and I don't. So we'll see.
I'm excited for it. And I can't, I don't know, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's such like a not what I would expect for like a collab.
No, I
I don't
know.
know, ever.
Neither.
I know, I'm so ready.
See.
Other F1 news. I saw it on my timeline, and it's rumored now that Danny Ric is going to be starting a podcast. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, Danny Ric is going to be starting. It's rumored that he wants to start a podcast and have current drivers, past drivers, people in the motorsports industry, like on the podcast.
Okay.
Which, like, yeah, I mean, makes sense.
F1 doesn't have that though. Like, F1 doesn't have a podcast where current drivers go on, really. Like, they don't have their own, like, I'm assuming if he does this, it'll be like officially licensed as like an F1 pod, and they don't have that, and they need that because other sports do. Like IndyCar, Alex, I mean, a lot of them have their own podcasts. Connor has his, Alex Rossi has his. And then the Penske guys used to have their video series, and that brings eyes to the series. But then also, like other sports series, NFL players, NBA players, NHL players, they all like are athletes playing who also have podcasts too. So you can get it's a range of perspective, and you can get like current, yes, Danny's not a current Formula One driver, but you can get he was like not even a year ago. So you can get current like perspective on what's going on. So, and F1 doesn't have that. So I think that that's actually pretty beneficial for them.
No, I hope it's true. And like, I hope it is. Like, I hope it's not just a rumor. Like, I hope that actually works out, because it would be, yeah, it's so smart. F1 has everything else except that. Like, there is no, they don't have a podcast. They just have docuseries and
Yeah. And like the
coverage.
docuseries is great, but the docuseries is these drivers and their stories getting told by a production company. It's not them going and being able to tell their own story. And if anyone can get drivers on the podcast, it's Danny Ric. Like, Max wouldn't say no to this, you know? And like,
No, I feel like Max would be so on board. Lando, grab a
that's
chair.
maybe where I stand, is like, would Max do it? Would Lance do it? Lance probably, well, they have that little feud, but I think he probably would.
I
So,
think Lance would. I think it'd be so sick if Danny Ric was hosting it, like an F1 podcast.
And like selfishly, I want like him and Scotty James to be like co-host, but like if it's a motorsport thing, like it wouldn't be. But I love that.
They could host maybe just like a sports podcast.
I would love that. Like, seriously, those two together, I could listen to, I watch their TikToks all together all
They're
the time.
so funny.
Like, they're so
They're the
funny.
best duo.
I
Ugh.
know.
Anyway, that's the rumor that I saw going on. You said you had more things
Oh, I've got
on the
lots
list.
to talk about right now. So actually, currently right now, I'm watching the NASCAR Amateur Health 400 in at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. We are just over halfway done. What's interesting and what I didn't know about NASCAR, and I actually don't know if it's just specific to this race, is that it actually goes in stages. And I don't know what the purpose necessarily about that of that is, other than just additional points being given. But this race, after 60 laps, they stopped. And Joey Logano, who led after those first 60, the first stage, he got points. And then you like take a commercial break, and then you come back, and it's stage two, which is 100 laps, and then stage three, which is another 100 laps. And we're almost at the end of stage two. It does look like Logano is going to win it again, for stage two, but I don't really get it, because, and I don't know if I like it, because this reminds me last year of the IndyCar Million Dollar Challenge, where they like did it, and then they closed up the field. But I guess on an oval, it doesn't, the field is closed anyway, so you just like go and refuel and pit. So I guess it is beneficial for everybody, but I'm confused.
I did not know it was in stages, and I don't know if it's just this race or other races. That's so weird to me.
And also, like, if you do come from the NASCAR crowd, like, just be gracious with us. Like, we're learning, and I know that like lots of NASCAR fans are like really gung ho, and like I love that. I love like when people care so much about their sport, but like we are learning. Zero part of us will ever say that we know this series. Like, we don't. So just be gracious with us, please.
And feel free
My
to help us if you're listening and you're like,
yes.
oh, if you have explanations, send them to us. Like,
Yeah.
we want to learn NASCAR, we want to know what's going on, and I don't know anything about these stages.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm watching on the Fox broadcast, obviously, because Fox has this race, and they're talking a lot about St. Pete's next weekend. So I'm already seeing like a lot of buzz on the Fox network for, and obviously we saw with the Super Bowl. So good, great,
Good on
awesome.
Fox to bring those viewers over, or
Yeah,
try
my
to.
next point about this, and my final point about this at the moment, I can keep y'all updated because this stage will end before we finish recording, is that the pit stops in NASCAR are wild. Like, we thought IndyCar pit stops were wild when we came from F1. These are even wilder, I think. Okay, my number one thing was, it seems as though the tire changer on the front and on the front of the car does both the right and the left side, and same with the back. So there's only two. So what I saw was, cars come in, they go and they do the left side of the car first, and then they run around and they do the right side, both on the front, which I thought was interesting because I'm pretty sure in IndyCar there is still four tire changers, but it seems as though there's only two here.
What
It doesn't seem the
the
most efficient. I don't know. I don't really know. And then the other thing was the refuels, which I do think are more efficient because they, well, I don't know. I think every team has a Sunoco fuel. Not positive on that though. And they have like just like a fueling mechanism. It's like, it's not hooked up to a hose. Like, they can run around, they can walk around. Like, earlier I saw a pit stop where there was a miscommunication and the driver took off before they were done fueling, and the fueler ran with them and was fueling the car as they were taking off. So, you couldn't do that with a hose. But it was like a single, I don't know, single
like
handheld
some
thing. I don't
canister kind of thing. Yeah, it's not like a
Yeah.
gas station.
No. It was pretty cool, but I'm confused about the tire changing thing. But yeah, those are my notes on NASCAR so far. This is the first race that I'm like actually sitting down to watch, which, like we said last week, we intended to watch the 500, but because it was rain delayed, we couldn't really. So I'm sitting here, and this is interesting to me.
Hey, I'm trying to find out how many people. It says that there's like, in tw okay, in 12 to 14 seconds, seven people managed to completely refuel the car and change all four tires.
Okay.
I just.
I could have s not seen it properly, but I'm pretty sure that's what I saw.
But also, no, never mind. I'm thinking
Yeah,
about
I
cars.
mean, the team is large. I did see, because they put up like a graphic of like all the people on the pit crew and like their name and their title. But when I saw that pit stop, the person who did the front left came around and did the front right too. So I'm not really sure. Anyways,
Please, someone explain it to us.
we'll get some more answers later, I'm sure. My next note is an update about Connor Daly from last week. Did you listen to Speed Street?
No, but I wanted to. I just didn't. I like totally forgot. I just watched the clips that he posted about it, but I didn't watch the, like, I don't listen to the podcast.
So Mac and I were like checking our phone all morning, waiting for that episode to come out, because we were like, what's happening? And he had teased like on the podcast tomorrow, and usually his podcast is out early, but it didn't come out till later in the day. So we were like, come on, like, what's up, Connor? So we listened to it. I got 20 minutes in and was like, he's still saying nothing. Like, Connor can talk, and we know that because we've been around Connor, and like, he's a yapper. And I do understand what he was doing. He was like explaining, because his sponsor that fell through was a cryptocurrency sponsor. Cryptocurrency makes less than no sense to a lot of people in this world, but especially to myself. And also, I think he understood that a lot of people last year, when he had delivery, didn't understand what Polkadot was. So he did a really good explanation of like what Polkadot is and what it does. And he and his explanation ended up telling you that he, because it's a cryptocurrency platform, anyone who owns DOT, which is their coin, I believe, has say in where like sponsorship or like funding, or I can't remember what he was calling it, but where sponsorship money goes. And so he had to come up with a pitch to all of the members of the Polkadot network, and those who hold more coins have more say. And I guess they had, he says they had 96% approval within 24 hours before the pitch was set to expire and before the decision would be made. And within the last 24 hours, some American man who held like 8 million in Polkadot pulled his vote. So he said no. So that actually tanked the vote to a no vote. So he lost sponsorship from Polkadot. He's not leaving IndyCar, or he's saying that he's still part of JHR and he has other sponsors, but like 3.5 million is what he was asking for, and that's a big number to not have anymore. So what I'm thinking, and he's not really like, he's not saying much because he can't say like, oh yeah, this will be like, he's like, this is, he won't say like, this will be my last race with JHR, but I'm thinking that like right now it's like St. Pete's a go, but anything after that may be up in the air, because he did say like the clip that came out of him saying like, I might lose my IndyCar seat because of this decision. He was kind of playing it as though like, that's not happening right now, but it seems like future funding is up in the air. And like he said it himself, like the more funding, the more stable you are in your seat. So yeah.
I mean, I think at this point, like it'd be so hard for JHR to like find a replacement in right now. Like Connor's done the testing, like he like St. Pete is this weekend. Right? Yeah, like it's in a
Yeah.
week.
Yeah.
So like the clip that I watched that came out made it seem like he said like he feel like it watching it made it seem like he's secure in his seat for like right now, but like again it's still up in the air.
Yeah,
I don't know.
that's kind of what I got. Like anything could happen now.
I'm so bummed about it. Like when Connor was announced for JHR, even when like he came in last season to take on those last few races, like he did so much for that team. Like it doesn't make any sense. How do I word this? I feel like JHR should be like trying to like
Well, we don't know that
trying
they're
to
not.
keep. I know, yeah, exactly. We don't know. Like we don't know the ins and outs of the team, but like I don't know. I just want Connor to race and like I want to root for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty understood though that like drivers come with sponsorships. Teams don't necessarily go and like they
Yeah.
seek out their own team sponsors, but like to get a seat, drivers have to come with a certain amount of sponsorship money. So I think, oh, Joey Logano did not win the second stage. Kyle Larson did.
Go, Kyle Larson. Way to go.
Like Kyle Larson. So yeah, so you know, it's up in the air right now. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure he'll keep everybody updated. Like I said, he's a yapper.
He really is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's a dog barking. Can you hear it or
No,
no?
but that was actually something else I wanted you to talk about.
Okay. yeah, she's so loud, but I guess
I
like the
can't
mic.
hear it.
Okay, thank God. Okay, so yeah, I put it on her story a few days ago. But if you have been listening to Track Talk for a while or like followed us for a while, you'll remember when we had kittens and they even came on the podcast a few times. And I named them after drivers. And I just take that on myself to name them after different drivers. Now we have a family of puppies and nine puppies. And I don't think my mom realizes that like she has them for the next 7 weeks. Like they're gonna grow and like she's in charge of nine puppies for the next 7 weeks. Anyway, they're the most
Bless mama.
durable. Mama, the mama dog is, she's so sweet and she just loves love and she's very territorial over her babies, obviously, but she's very sweet. Anyway, now we have nine puppies and it took us over an hour the other day, but we figured out how to tell them apart and like their genders, because that was just such a task to. They just keep moving and they all look the exact same. Anyway, there's five boys and four girls, and we need help naming them. And I don't just want to name them after drivers. I don't want to just take this on myself. I think it'd be super fun if like our little Track Talk community gets involved and like helps come up with names. And I'm thinking like motorsports related things. So it could be like a race. It could be like or like a track, or like I don't know, like I was trying to like Google some names. One that came to mind was like, frick, it was the cutest name in the entire world, and I wrote it down, and but I don't know where I wrote it down. Boston has requested that we name one of the dogs after her. I think that could probably be arranged, but come on, guys, like they're the cutest puppies in the
Well,
entire world, and I think we should do something fun, or like we need a fun idea to help come up with names for them.
for those of you who are unaware, which is pretty much everybody who does not live in Winnipeg, this shelter that Emma's mom works with, they often have like litters and of cats and dogs that they name after certain things. So like they'll have like a litter of puppies that they name princess Disney princess names, or like they'll have a litter of cats that they name the jet players on the Jets. And so they like to try to keep like the
And
names in,
themes.
yeah, theme together. So I and another thing that I'd like to say is when we had the kittens, when you guys had the kittens, we you named them so it was F1 and F1 Academy drivers at the time. And actually I believe there were one or two families that actually kept the names that we chose. So that is something to keep in mind too. Like these are names that people might actually like keep. So if we can keep like a theme, I think that would be like the best. But let's hear it. Like we can even do like a Google submissions thing, because I think like
I think we should.
we did this too last year when you guys had another dog, remember Scotty? And
Scotty.
we had the Track Talk audience name our one IndyCar dog. And
Yeah, and
we,
then the overwhelming votes was for Scotty, and he was, when we told him, we're like, hey, we just named a dog after you. He was like, what? No way. And like he was so
No,
excited.
he said, am I really that bad?
No, he was excited after, but yeah, it was a cute dog. Anyway, so yeah, we need help. I think it'll be fun. I had a list of names and they were in my mind and on my phone somewhere, but I actually don't know where they are now.
I actually feel like, yes, we had like Scotty as the IndyCar dog last year, but like I still feel like there's enough names in IndyCar that we could make really cute names for them. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think. Like, Power,
Oh, so
or like
cute.
Newey, or
Nui.
even Pato is a cute name, even though it translates to duck. I think
But that
that's
would be
cute.
really cute. They don't have to be any car driver names, but if you guys can come up with ideas, I
We need
need.
nine names total.
Oh, okay, wait. Here it is. Where is it? Like Axel. I was like, wait, that's actually kind of cute for a dog.
Oh, cute.
Right? Anyway, Laguna. I don't know. Anyway, we'll put it out there. I'm definitely gonna clip this part and like we'll attach like a Google Doc. Honestly, I can do that today when I get home. Is create a Google Drive and take some cute pics of those dogs and there. Anyway, but they're just nine puppies.
When I'm home, in a couple weekends, I'm home in 2 weekends. Can we record in person, like puppy recording?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes. We could,
I
oh my God, we can do our own version of like those questions with puppies.
Oh yeah, what is that? The GQ,
I
like, is
think
that?
so. You know what I'm talking about, right? When
I
they just,
do, I do. The
how
most recent
funny.
one I watched was Paul Mescal.
How funny would that be? Okay, we might need to do something like that. Because they'll be like old enough. They'll be walking, opening
I
their.
think that's great.
Oh my gosh. And we can ask our like followers to send in questions.
So the questions will be for us, though.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, yes.
How fun would that be?
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's a perfect content piece for us, and also for you all to see the dogs.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm so excited for this. You come home in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
actually technically home for 2 weekends if we need more time, but yes.
My God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fun.
Okay.
Okay, my last note. Oh no, I have two notes, two last notes. One of them is the resurgence of an old segment that we used to do, but one of them is, have you heard of this movie, My Fault, London?
Okay. This isn't motorsports related, is it?
No, it is. Don't eat it is.
Is it? I
Yes.
haven't seen it, but I read the synopsis for it and I was like, what the? I can't swear, but like, what the heck is this movie?
Okay, can you do me a favor?
What?
Just look up My Fault London. Look up on like Letterboxd or like something, Rotten Tomatoes, just so you can see the movie poster.
Oh, is he a race car driver?
That was my initial thought. Okay, now let me talk. So
Okay.
you are late to talk. I'm gonna go off now. So yesterday I woke up in the morning and I was just scrolling TikTok, and I don't know what who decided that my algorithm was gonna be My Fault London, because I actually don't even watch movies. Like, you guys, my friends know this about me. Like, I barely watch movies ever. So I kept seeing like, and I was like, wow, this girl's really pretty. She looks like Dixie D'Amelio. And then all of a sudden there was like an interview of like the two like love interests and like an interview, and they were like, yeah, we had chemistry immediately. And I was like, whoa, like, what is this movie? And then I saw the poster because I looked it up, and it was like race car, and it says My Fault London. And then she's like pinned up against a car, and like he's cradling her face. And I was like, oh my God, is this a fucking Formula One like romance that Amazon Prime adapted? And then I was like, oh my God, this guy looks like Lando, or like is Lando coded? So I was like, K, fuck. I'm like, we record tomorrow. It's Saturday night. I
Did you
really have
watch
nothing.
it thinking?
Yeah, I was like, I don't watch movies. So I'm like, I have nothing else to do. I was caught up on all my reality shows and White Lotus and shit. And then I was like, I think I have to watch it. And it was 2 hours long. Fuck. So I was sitting there. Okay, so I turn it on, and I'm like, spoilers, I guess. Spoilers technically. I'm gonna try not to, like, there is a
To be
twist.
fair, it's a remake of like Culpa Mia, I think is what the movie is. It's Spanish.
Okay.
And it's like the exact, it means my fault in Spanish, or like mea
Okay.
culpa or culpa mia. And so,
Okay.
exact same movie, just London.
Okay. Okay.
Same press. So,
I
and
got
that
you.
movie's been out for a hot minute. And so,
I thought it was maybe a remake, because My
yeah.
Fault London seemed like a like there was another My
Sequel.
Fault. Okay,
Like,
makes
yeah.
sense. Thank you for that. So I sit down and watch it,
Fully
and
thinking it's like an F1 romance.
yes. Okay. So and then I still this still held me, like, after like 20 minutes, I was like, this still could turn into an F1 romance. So like, there's like an American girl, and her mom marries this British man, and they've never, and so he has a son, a stepson around the same age. They've never met. The American girl moves with her mom to Britain. They're rich. The British people are loaded. They have this huge like compound. It's beautiful where they live. And I thought, so the room that she's in is like full of like racing posters and like karting stuff. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, so she was just given this room. She didn't even get to decorate. Like, I'm so fucking, I don't even think it was like misogynistic of me, but like, I just was confused because of the poster, and it was his car. So she meets the guy. He's immediately so Lando coded, like, seriously, Emma. He like had like the hairdo. He had like the same demeanor. He drove a McLaren, and I was like, "That's what they're doing. This is fucking Lando." So then the movie goes on, and then I learned that like actually like the neither of like she karted a little bit and did like junior NASCAR stuff in the States, but like neither of them were actually race car drivers. But there's like an underground, like, not, well, kind of fight club, but like racing club that like he fights and also races in. And then there's this guy who like challenges him to a race, and she definitely knows more about cars than he does, because she was going around looking at all these like cool cars, and she knew everything. And so she actually hops in the car and races and does like this drag race against this like guy who challenges him, and she fucking wins. And it was like super badass. But essentially, this is where they lost me. They are step siblings, and they are in love. And for the entirety of the movie, I watched only to find out how do they get out of this? Do they have to like stop this? It's a forbidden love type deal. Are mom and dad gonna get divorced? Were they never married in the first place? How are they going to make this step sibling romance okay? It turns out you don't find out.
Oh.
Only reason I was watching was to find out how they were gonna make that work. At the end, mom and dad still didn't know that their kids were seeing each other, and I'm still confused. And it was not an F1 romance, but the guy was very Lando coded and had a McLaren. And that's, I honestly really haven't even spoiled it. So Go do with that what you may.
That's so funny. That kills me. He is very Lando coded.
Emma, watch
I've
it.
seen like TikToks and stuff, very Lando coded. Lando would be like, Lando just has like movie tropes, book tropes written all over him.
I know. But seriously, like, watch it, please, because
Okay, I'll watch it. I'll watch a movie
crazy
about
twist.
step-siblings falling in love for sure. I'll do that.
I know it sounds insane, and I was
No,
having
it's
a lot.
literally insane. But I remember
Oh,
when,
I know.
like,
Life with
I.
Derek.
Sorry?
I was having flashbacks to Life with Derek.
Stop. You can't.
There
Remember.
was a moment when there was a moment, Emma, when one of the friends was like, "That's your brother," and she was like, "Step brother."
Oh my God, I hate that so much. I just, listen, I don't know. But I remember when Culpa Mia.
Culpa Mia?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember when that came out and I never watched it,
Oh yeah.
but it was like all over TikTok and it was like they're step siblings, but they're in love. And it like everyone was raving about that movie. And I was like, how, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they just made an English adaptation of the exact same movie because
Is
the
that what they
name's
did?
the
That
same.
makes sense
Noah
then.
and Nick.
Oh, so then yeah, fully in English, like just a British adaptation of it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I'm gonna watch the My Fault London.
Please do, because also there is a twist that like I'm not saying anything about, but like
Lando dies.
no. I told you at the end he's
Oh
still
yeah, they're
fine.
still in love.
There has to be a second one coming because how can they even be together?
Okay, I'll watch it and report back for next episode.
Okay, please do. This was tough for me, but yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, wait. I got ChatGPT to give me romance tropes. Well, then I'm just gonna say them off, and like you have to say the first driver that comes to mind for these
Oh
tropes.
my God. Okay.
Okay. Enemies to lovers.
Lando, but that's only because he's on my mind right now.
You think Lando will be enemies to lovers?
That's what type of movie this was, so yes.
Okay, friends to lovers.
Lando.
See, I see Lando as friends to lovers. I don't think Lando can be an enemy. Like, enemy, I'm picturing like.
Just wait till you watch it.
Oh my God, okay. You can't say Lando anymore. You've used him for the first two.
No, but he's the only one that comes to mind, okay?
You, there are 20 drivers on the grid.
I know.
Fake dating.
Charles. I have reasoning for that, but I'm not going to say.
I could see okay, just because I love a good fan fiction, I could see fake dating with like Lance because he has a girlfriend who's like, or he needs a girlfriend that will bring him like more publicity, like in a good way. So they set him up in a fake romance to like, do you know what I mean?
That's actually a good one. I like that one.
I could see that.
Or like, okay, in 2021, when I had nothing else really like to do except fantasize about Formula One and read F1 romance novels, I was convinced that I was gonna write one, which I know you and I have like talked about, like our dream of being romance novels novelists, sorry.
Novelists.
And my trope, which someone's gonna steal now that I'm saying this out loud, but I'm never fucking writing a book, so go for it, I guess, was that except Emma, don't use it.
You don't say it.
Or if you do, I need royalties.
Okay.
Is that it was like the driver who meets someone and they're like they're interested in one another, but they can't actually date in the public eye because he is dating his biggest sponsor's daughter, and he can't lose sponsorship if he like breaks up with her. And I know, right? That's pretty fucking good. So maybe we should write it together.
Should we write it?
Should we do it? Maybe we should. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I really got much farther than that, but that was my trope, was like the sponsor, the biggest sponsor of his, it was his daughter, and he didn't like her, but he had to like date her, and she thought that it was real, but he just was like, "This is a sponsorship thing, dude." And the dad didn't care. The dad was like, "Date her, like I need that."
You know what this reminds me of?
Lizzie McGuire movie.
No, Starstruck.
Oh, kinda. I guess he had like that blonde girl that he
That
had
blonde
to date.
girl. Yeah, is anyway, that just okay to him. Hannah, I love that idea.
Thank you.
I'm gonna write the first chapter of it tonight.
Okay, you know what, Emma? Maybe we should. Maybe I have changed my tune, and maybe no one steal it because maybe we can write it together.
That'd be so fun. I love it. Oh, sorry, that was so loud. All of these are not good tropes. Okay, slow burn. Who could you see doing a slow burn? This is so fun for me. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, answer this, and then I have something else to say. Who do
Oh,
you see
okay.
slow burn?
Who do I feel is like mysterious and like would be a slow burner? I don't know, like Lance or Lewis. Lance or Lewis. Both of them are.
I was thinking Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about, just because we're literally on the topic of books right now,
Okay.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, FE. Well, they're doing this. It's not just him. They're doing this. So this is
No,
actually pretty cool.
it's honestly, it's pretty sick, but like when I saw the announcement of Tom Felton, I was like, what in the crossover is this?
Want to explain like what's going on, or do you not know enough about it?
I don't think I know enough, but I can look it
Okay.
up and read
No,
it.
that's okay. I know. So, for this year's FE race in the States, it's in Miami at Homestead. And they're doing this cool initiative, and some people are don't like it. Some people don't like it. It's getting a little bit of hate, but I think it's pretty cool where they are partnering, each team is partnering with a celebrity or like social media figure, and they are teaching them like from now till I think the race is in May how to drive the Gen 3 Evo. And these celebrities are all going to compete in like a celebrity race at Homestead, and I think it's pretty cool. So Tom Felton was announced as one of them. Brooklyn Beckham is another. That was my big one. I was like, damn. Amelia Hartford, who I actually had the chance to speak to at FE
You
in
talked to
Portland
her?
last year. Yeah. Well,
She's
we interviewed
so
her as part of
cool.
our panel. Yeah, she was very cool.
Event's actually in March.
March. Oh shit.
That's
Okay.
coming up so fast.
Yeah. What are the other celebs? Do you know? Is Noah Beck one of them, or did I make that up?
I don't see him, but I know Vinny Hacker is one of them.
Vinny Hacker. That's who I was thinking of.
Vinny, he is the hottest man to exist, I swear to God.
Yeah, that's the
So
least
when
surprising
that
thing you
was
said.
announced, I was like, I'm sad. But anyway, like he's also just like a really he's just like he's a good like internet. He's a gamer, isn't he? Like
I think that's his trope in life. I'm not sure. I
he's
just
like
remember he started TikTok dancing when that was big,
But
and
now
I
I
don't.
think he's into like I think he does like a lot of Twitch and like gaming
Okay.
and stuff. From
Okay.
what I know. Anyway, but like I just follow him because I love his tattoos. But when he was announced, I was like, I'm so sad. But then yeah. So it says that the entire journey from rookie to racer will be captured for social first content through the creator's lens and shared across Formula E socials. So it's to show, yeah, over the next 6 weeks. So this article came out in January. It says over the next 6 weeks,
Okay.
carefully curated collective of 11 of the world's most followed and popular personalities, actors, athletes, and creators will be with a combined reach. Oh, it doesn't matter about that. They'll be paired with Formula E's elite race teams and drivers as part of their preparations. In 2 days, they will experience a breathtaking performance of the all-new Gen 3 EVO race car at the track. So, like, they get to go in the track and like race, which honestly, that is so sick and like such an interesting concept, like such a smart and fun idea, because it's like the names, like Brooklyn Beckham. I want to see Brooklyn Beckham in a race car. Are you kidding me? Amelia Earhart, like I will love her. I get her. Oh, did I say Earhart? She's the pilot. Why am I like this, Hannah? Why am I like this?
In a row,
I
Emma.
know. Hartford. Amelia Hartford. Earhart. In my
was last
defense, the last names are very similar.
What was
Earhart.
last week's?
Pardon?
What was la Oh, last week was Caesar Milan.
Cesar Millan.
That's funny.
I need to just stop saying names, I think. Stop saying last names, I think is what has to happen. Amelia Earhart. back from the dead in a
Put her
formula
in a
E car.
halo. Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. Please, please, please clip that.
Okay, I'll clip that.
Okay.
Anyway,
Sorry.
so fun, but Tom felt it, and I'm like, is this Draco talk? Like, what's happening right now? Like, what? Like, I thought he was all over Instagram, social media in like 2020, 2021. He popped off with Draco talk, and now he's coming back, and I'm like, what? That's just an interesting choice to me to have him there, but it's
I
fine.
mean, look, he capitalized on Draco talk, I will say,
For
but
sure.
he got cringy with it. Like,
Very cringy.
it got to the point where I was like, I actually don't want to know anything about you now. I want to remember you from those years. That's sad to say, because he was like in his, he was young, and then they finished filming, I think, when he was like less than 20 years old. So that's kind of sad, but I didn't want to remember the Tom Felton from 2020, because he was,
So cringe.
yeah.
I bet
Well,
when
good
they,
for him.
yeah, good for him. I mean, super exciting. You know, Frankie Muniz can become a race car driver. Tom Felton can too, I guess. But I think it'll be super cool to watch. I'm so excited for
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Do you have a list of the rest of the celebs that are competing?
Oops. Oops. No, they only announced like a few of them at a time, but I think they're all
Oh, okay.
announced.
Okay.
Evo Sessions.
There has been a wreck on lap 184.
Oh God. Anyway. A wreck?
Yeah, I've got one more thing to say.
Okay.
My last thing is I want to bring this back because I really, when we get like too off topic, I feel like that's funny, but like our it's not good podcasting. So like we
What? We're
want to
not
bring back.
professional podcasters, Hannah.
I know.
Whoa, this is brand new information. I thought we were so professional and always on topic all the time.
I know. And look, our some of our best moments have come from riffing, but I think it's nice to throw a segment in there now and then. So
Yeah, we need to get
actually,
back on segments.
I have two segments for today.
I'm ready.
One's new, one's old. So the first one is an old one. It's called Track Stats with Han. It's back.
I love Track Stats with Han. Track Stats with my Han is an OG. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. I've missed it. Is this for St.
No.
Pete?
Yeah.
I'm so ready. I'm sat. Go off,
You still
Hannah.
see me?
I can see you.
Okay, so that's my dryer, sorry.
Nice.
So Track Stats with Han is back. This week it's the St. Petersburg street course that IndyCar will be racing at their season premiere next week, a mere 1 week away. I can't believe it's come back so fast. And so this track is a street course, obviously. What I didn't know is that it's not just the streets of downtown St. Petersburg, but also a part of the course is made up by a section of like airport runway at the Albert Witted Airport, which I thought was pretty cool. I didn't know that. If you see the photo of the track, it kind of looks like Monza, like the hand. I think it looks very similar. I could not actually figure out. Oh, 100 laps. That's what I was looking for. So it's 100 laps, and it's a 1.8 mile course. So math, that's 180 miles total. Last year, Joseph did win. But the race happened, so St. Pete's historically happens a little bit earlier. I think it would have been like this weekend last year. It's a week later this year. And then there was like a month between that St. Pete's race and the Thermal Club, which we were actually at, which wasn't even a points race. And then after the Thermal Club, but before the next race, which I don't remember which one that was, but before the next race after the Thermal Club, the push to pass gate information came out. So, Joseph
I was wearing my P2P gate bracelet the other day, actually.
didn't know you had a bracelet with that on it.
It's my I love it. It's so bright and pretty. I don't know who made it, but it's my favorite bracelet.
Cute. But between the it ended up being almost 2 months between St. Pete's and when Push to Pass Gate actually happened. So I'm sure you remember everybody in the motorsport world talking about it ad nauseum, but
Ad
Joseph,
nauseum. What is that word?
like it made you sick how much we talked about it.
I've never heard that word before. Thank you.
I promise that's how you use it.
No, I believe you. I just never heard it before.
Yay, new word.
Okay, continue.
I know that I myself was listening to every single IndyCar podcast to like get more information about it. So after that happened, Pato was actually awarded the win. And then after Pato, it was Scott McLaughlin and then Will Power. So in the initial standings, Pato actually split Penske's, which was he was the top. He was only car in the top four that wasn't a Penske. But what how it actually rounded out was Pato, Scott, then Will. Initially, Joseph had won by 8 seconds at St. Pete's last year. And I actually really enjoy watching St. Pete's. I think it's a really fun street course to watch. So I'm really excited, but I thought that why not just bring back the segment? I think it's fun.
I love track stacks with Han. In
And if
addition,
nothing else, it brings back like memories from last year.
it does. It really does. Like literally, P2P Gate was a year. I didn't even think when I put the bracelet on. I was like, I guess that was actually a year ago. That's so
Almost, yeah.
funny. Also, just about IndyCar, they're adding laps to some races in 2025. Did you see that?
Well, I was going to say, this race definitely was not 100 laps last year. I think it was 90. So this makes
So,
sense.
IndyCar, it says IndyCar will add at least IndyCar will add at least 5 laps to 6 races in 2025 in order to help vary strategies and eliminate fuel save races. The series has
Okay.
altered some of its procedures for starts and restarts to try and eliminate crashes as well. So, it's just for it's for road and street courses. Oh no, just kidding. I think I might be wrong. Which I think it says.
For ovals too.
Trying to see if they announced what races, but on this website it doesn't tell me.
I think it would make sense if it was for ovals too, because fuel saving is such a big, it will, and strategy is way bigger on an oval.
Okay. Yeah, so Long Beach, they've added 5 laps. Mid-Ohio, 10 laps. The Iowa doubleheader, they've added 25 laps, which that's a oval.
Right, but that's split across both races or for each race?
Each race.
Oh, wow.
And then Toronto, 5 laps, and Nashville, another oval. They've added 19 laps.
Oh, okay, so I'm wrong. So there isn't additional laps this weekend, but they will be coming.
Anyway, keep her up. I mean, hey, more racing, okay? And I love that they're like that. I love that. I love. I have. I okay. I'm gonna restart. I don't really know what I'm trying to say. I love racing, and I love. Hannah, I had it in my mind, and now I don't know what point I'm trying to make.
So we're gonna go with I love
I
racing.
just love racing. And so this is more racing, and this is just better for everybody. And
About the math?
I had an actual point that was actually gonna sound smart and good, and now I just love racing.
That's okay. You love racing. We all love racing.
I love
We
racing.
talk about racing every week on a podcast and put it out for people to listen to.
Do
So
we
yeah, we love
actually?
racing.
That's so cool.
We do. We love racing.
Oh my God.
And we're not professionals.
Okay, what's the second segment?
Oh, this is a new one. Okay. I think this one could be fun. It's like doesn't necessarily need to be like motorsport related. It could be like just like in your everyday life, but you and I are similar. We're hyperfixators. That's just like how we are. And I think a lot of our audience are also hyperfixators. So this is, I thought we could it'd be fun to be like a segment that's like, what are we hyperfixating on right now?
Oh,
Hyperfixation.
current hyperfixation.
I can start if you'd like.
You start. What have I saved photos of recently? I have no idea.
So I am for the first time ever, I know I'm like late to this. I don't know if you've read them, but I'm reading the ACOTAR series and I am on the second book, A Court of Mist and Fury, which everybody like universally says is the best one. I am more than halfway done. My current hyperfixation is the Bat Boys, which are the three Night Court fantasy characters with wings.
They have wings.
Well, yes. Naturally,
I
they
don't know.
fly.
Naturally, they have wings. Of course. Yeah, I'm so stupid. How would I not know that? Like, what the
But
heck?
like it could be anything, Emma. Like it could be like
Bat
what's a
Boys? They're called
bat?
the Bat Boys?
Well, they've got wings, so yeah.
I need to read this book. That's so
Wait.
funny.
No, you would love it. I know you would fucking love it. But just to put a little bit of context to it, just for you, these are the Bat Boys, Emma.
Okay.
There's Cassian, Rhysand, and Azrael.
Is it Resand? I thought it was Rise Sand.
That's what you'd think, but apparently it's not. Because I also thought it was Rhysand. But then it didn't make sense when they'd shorten it to like just Reese and it would be Rice. That's not right, apparently. So apparently Sarah J. Maas came out and said that's not true or that's not right, and it's actually Rhysand.
Interesting. See, I know those names, but I didn't know they had a boy band, so that's
Yeah,
amazing.
well, they don't, but the Bat Boys,
The
they're not a band, but they are a band of brothers.
They are bats.
But for you, if you're unclear about the segment, it could literally be like, I like blueberry bagels right now. I'm eating a lot of blueberry bagels. Like, I don't know what, whatever. Think of something like that.
My hyperfixation right now. God, I don't know. Oh, actually, I do know. Bubbly's new flavor, blueberry pomegranate. Absolutely obsessed.
What?
So
Okay,
good.
yeah. So that's in Canada now because we've had it here in the States for a while.
Yeah, and we just got it within the last few weeks, and it's all I drink. That's my hyperfixation
Okay. That's good. That's a good one. Okay, we're good. We got and then I was thinking also like it could be stupid, but like we could you could because that's your department, but like keep like a story highlight where we just have like a graphic of like this week's hyperfixations.
Oh my
And I
God,
think
that actually might be
it
kind
could
of
be
funny.
like I think so too, and I think it could be like a like it just at the end of the year it could just be like something that we look back at and we're like, these are the things we loved this year. We loved blueberry pomegranate bubblies and the Bat Boys, you know?
I get it. I see it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Okay, that's
Amazing.
all I have.
No, I think we can end it there. This was a weird, giggly episode. We're not professionals. Amelia Earhart is dead. She's not racing. But Draco Malfoy is.
Malfoy
Okay,
Look,
this
if they
was.
don't do some sort of Slytherin livery, it's a miss.
Oh my God, they have to. Do you know my I have two I have a, my coin purse is a Slytherin coin purse. We're both Slytherins.
I wear my Slytherin. I don't have it on right now because when I'm at home, I don't. But I always wear my Slytherin ring with my little
Yeah.
green. My dryer is so loud. With my little green jewels. So yeah.
Amazing. I love that for us. I guess we can say this was the last week before IndyCar comes back.
We are Track Talk.
Catch y'all for now.